Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? My name is Zurian Bennett, and today we're going to talk about black motorcycle clubs, and one club in particular is the Buffalo Soldiers. Each year, the Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Club hosts a motorcycle rally, fundraiser, and I guess you can call it something like a relay, that they do in the Washington, D.C., or greater Washington, D.C. metro area. This ride brings thousands of motorcycle riders from all over the country to the Washington, D.C. area. It's around the Memorial Day weekend holiday, and it also comes out around the same time as something called Rolling Thunder, which is a very well-known motorcycle gathering that happens every year around Memorial Day, and it's gauged towards veterans, veterans who served our great country and who have given their lives in the duty and honor of keeping our great nation free. Well, anyway, what makes the two events are both great events, and again, like I said, thousands of Americans from all over the country come to the Washington, D.C. area every year to, again, honor the soldiers and participate in all of the great events that we have in our nation's capital. The thing that makes the Buffalo Soldiers a little bit unique is that they not only participate in Rolling Thunder, but they host, organize, and run Buffalo Thunder. Buffalo Thunder is gauged towards the African-Americans veterans who have served honorably in our nation to keep it, again, free and to make this great nation what it is today. The ride starts out in the Maryland area and then goes from Maryland to the African-American Civil War Museum. And it is an impressive sight to be seen. This year and last year and the year before, myself and several other members of my own chapter, which, believe it or not, I'm also a Buffalo Soldier, but of the Northern Virginia chapter, which is here in the Virginia area, or again, the metro area, where there are also seven other chapters in total of the Buffalo Soldiers, we participated in this year's ride. And let me tell you, it is an impressive sight to see all of these people on motorcycles, all of these people of color, even though the motorcycle club is considered to be a black club, it actually is not. The club is actually open to all members who want to participate and you know, honor the veterans and honor the spirit of the Buffalo Soldiers and also keep a part of history alive, not just for African Americans, but for all of us that have served in the military and all of us who have done so with distinction and honor for our own particular cultures. All of the riders are, of course, motorcycle riders and, you know, ride what we call the iron horses over the traditional horses with four legs. And we also have a large number of female riders that are also members of the club. The club itself consists of full members, which are usually motorcycle riders, and associate members. This year, my club, we had approximately about 48 people that actually rode with us up to the event in Maryland, registered, and then took part in the ride, which, again, like I said, is a very impressive thing to see as a whole. You know, to see all of these African Americans on motorcycles, mostly professionals of all different shapes and sizes, of course, and professions, going through the D.C. area, there was probably about at least 2 miles worth of motorcycle riders at this year's event. The heat was a little bit daunting, but the soldiers made it through. And they made it through with honor and distinction, which is, again, another beautiful thing. Anyway, let's go back to the history of the Buffalo Soldiers. The Buffalo Soldiers were basically started back in 1866. I've got 19 on the brain. In 1866, the Buffalo Soldiers were started and were also one of the first actually acknowledged African-American U.S. Army groups that was actually ever recognized by the United States military. Once they were started, they started with the 9th Cavalry and then grew to the 10th Cavalry. And for the Buffalo Soldiers, we normally look at them as the 9th and 10th Cavalry. And they also served with distinction throughout their time in the U.S. military until that unit was basically no more. There's a lot more to the history of the Buffalo Soldiers, and what I would recommend to most people is that you go out and actually search out this information and this history, because it is a pretty great piece of history. And that way you would get a better understanding of the Buffalo Soldiers and the mission and the work that they did throughout the time that, you know, the Buffalo Soldiers started and served. Now, as you go out and look at the history of the Buffalo Soldiers, what I would also encourage everybody to do is to always also look at the overall history of the Buffalo Soldiers, not only from the 1866 period, but also back when the war with Italy of World War II. Because during the war with Italy in World War II, Buffalo Soldiers yet again stepped up and heard the call of their nation. And in Italy, in the 92nd Division, the Buffalo Soldiers again served with honor. I'm also very proud to say that my grandfather, Eugene Thomas, was also a member of that fight, and they again performed with distinction and honor in everything they did. Well, anyway, the Buffalo Soldiers, like I said, the motorcycle ride is an annual event. This year was the 9th year of the actual motorcycle ride, and the 9th successful year, may I also say. The ride before the ride, there's actually a cookout and festival, which is usually that Saturday before the ride on Sunday. And the festival is a jazz festival, cookout, picnic, and vendors, and people, again, from all over the nation come down, and we just really have a good time. Again, the event is welcome to everybody. The Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Club is not the only club that rides during this event, too. There are several other motorcycle clubs that aren't Buffalo Soldiers, again, black, white, and Hispanic, that also join in on this annual event. So as I was saying before, it is an event where you get people from all walks of life, not just African Americans, that participate in this ride, but the emphasis is that there are a lot of African Americans out there. Many of the members of the Buffalo Soldiers and a lot of the attendees are also, you know, active military, retired military, federal officers, active and retired, and other various professionals, you know, IT professionals, lawyers, doctors, and some are just, you know, regular lay workers, people that are also major contributors to, you know, to our country and to our economical structure, as in making the world what it is today. So, again, it's a hodgepodge of different people that come and celebrate and remember and honor, you know, the fine duty that the members of our military and others have played, you know, in this great nation in which we live in. I was hoping that today we'd be able to get a hold of a gentleman that I believe is one of the icons of the Buffalo Soldiers and also one of the people that made it the great organization that it is today. However, due to other circumstances, I don't believe that he's going to be able to make it, and that's a gentleman by the name of Thomas Cosley. We call him TC. TC is next to Dream, probably one of the most important people in the growth and the development of the Buffalo Soldiers. The actual Buffalo Soldiers were started in 1993 by Thomas Dreammaker, or Kevin Dreammaker Thomas. And the overall organization was started in Chicago dream, had a vision that there should be a motorcycle club, you know, we'll say a black motorcycle club, that showed that, you know, motorcycle clubs were not all negative. They weren't destroying things or breaking things up, as some people believe. Because a lot of people would see individuals with motorcycles, or as they would say, a gang of motorcycles, were always depicted with a negative stereotype or depiction of these are people that are going to do bad things. So his dream was to create a motorcycle club, and again, so happens, a motorcycle club with African Americans that showed a positive light on motorcycles and on African Americans. And the club is itself is basically dedicated to doing a lot of community-based functions, community-based activities, and trying to give back to the world as a whole that we live in. And this they do by working with a lot of different nonprofit organizations, you know, working to feed the homeless, working with shelters, Toys for Tots, my club in particular, which is the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers. We do several, you know, feed the homeless and other events like that, which, you know, are seen very, very positively by the different churches and other organizations within the community. And again, it's all part of that give back. My personal belief is that none of us got here by ourselves. Someone sacrificed for each and every one of us so that we could have the things that we have. And when I say someone sacrificed, I'm not just talking about the people that you know. I'm talking about the people that you don't know. I'm talking about the people who did things because at the time it needed to be done, and they stood up and they took a stand. And because those people took a stand, whether you know them or not, they're also what you would consider to be, or what I consider to be, unsung heroes. These are people that, because they contributed and they sacrificed, even though you don't know them, you owe them a great deal of respect and honor because of the fact that they did the different things that they did. You know, from Harriet Tubman, you know, all the way up to Martin Luther King, to Malcolm X. Yes, Malcolm X was considered a rebel, but he stood up and he did some things that were positive. They may not have always been seen positively, but they were very positive, and he was a very powerful force and a spirit to be reckoned with on any given plane. To great men like Colin Powell, and right now, you know, the president in chief of the most powerful and most mighty country in the world, the United States, which is President Obama. He has definitely changed the face of politics as we know it today. But anyway, throughout history, many blacks have contributed, and they've contributed in many ways. And it's not just the area of entertainment. You know, it's not just the area of basketball or singing and dancing. You know, and the Buffalo Soldiers is in place to try to bring back a positive force to everybody that's out there. So, again, back to a little bit of the Buffalo Soldiers and the overall grouping. I was talking earlier about a gentleman by the name of T.C. Cosley. T.C. Cosley was the president for several years of the National Buffalo Soldiers Organization. And this man, not single-handedly, but in some cases it may seem that way, pretty much grew the organization into the size that it is now. Within the first year of the Buffalo Soldiers, the club grew to about 92 members, and that was back in Chicago where it started under Kevin Dreammaker Thomas. But as of today, because of people like, again, Dream, and people like TC, you know, and others, the club is now at about 93 chapters throughout the whole United States, which is huge. And that number of individuals that are members of the club, like I said, there's a very strong military element and law enforcement element throughout the nation, in the club as a whole, along with other professionals and other people that are, in some ways, I guess you could say, the movers and shakers of this great nation that we live in. But TC, again, along with his wife, Jan, or as she likes to be called, Sonny, have really pushed the club and made it grow because of his leadership abilities and his way of, I guess you can say, being forceful, but being forceful in a sense that nobody feels as though they're being forced. You know, the man is definitely a great orator and a great leader. He's also a retired Master Chief from the United States Army, and also a retired corrections officer. And he is no longer with the Buffalo Soldiers as the president, but he has also now moved on to start his own organization, which I believe and perceive is also going to be a great organization. And that organization is called the United States Black Cavalry Families. Again, the United States Black Cavalry Families, or the USBCF. This organization is new, but again, with the guidance of a gentleman by the name like TC, and also with the guidance of his wife and his partner, which is Jan Thomas, the organization is definitely going to grow. And I don't want to not talk about Jan. Jan also is a very incredible individual, a very powerful woman, and she is also the founder of Divas for Cure, which is a group of young ladies who also ride iron horses, and ride iron horses with definite distinction. And their goal is to fight cancer. TC and Jan, or Sonny, have on several occasions ridden from the East Coast to the West Coast, you know, to bring awareness to different things, Buffalo Soldiers, the homeless, children that need foster care, families, all these other things, to try to, again, show that positive force and that positive image that African Americans are not only capable of, but have been doing for millennia, have been doing forever, with that strong upbringing and background that they have to share. Again, Buffalo Soldiers as a whole is a great organization. The United States Black Cavalry Family is also a great organization. And they are not the only ones. There are other organizations that are out there doing very positive things. And again, coming back to Buffalo Thunder shows that, and also shows that spirit of honor. And that's why the Buffalo Soldiers the Buffalo Soldiers Buffalo Thunder event is also sponsored by the Maryland chapter. And it's to, again, honor African American soldiers. And the ride ends at the Civil War Museum, or African American Civil War Museum, off of U Street in Washington, D.C. And that also is someplace, no matter what your color is, no matter what your ethnicity is, that everyone should visit, because it's a piece of history, and if you're an American, it's part of your history. Be it you're an American that was born in America, or you're an American that has acquired citizenship and are now a member of, again, this great nation, not discounting any other nation, but we're here in the United States. The African American Civil War Museum is on 1200 U Street in Northwest Washington, D.C., and that's where it originally started. That's where the memorial is. And then from there, they're now in a new location on 1925 Vermont Avenue, Northwest, D.C. Again, you can look this up on the web. You can Google it. You can Yahoo it, you know, or just put it into your overall GPS if you have the address. But it is a very, very nice place to go and visit and take the family. And it's free to the public. Of course, they do accept donations. But definitely someplace you would like to see. Now, back to the history of the Buffalo Soldiers. Briefly, when I was talking about when the Buffalo Soldiers first started. Back on August 3rd, 1866, General Philip Sheridan was the commander of the Military Division of the Gulf and was authorized to raise one regiment of color, cavalry, that was to be designated as the 9th Regiment. The recruiting office was established in New Orleans. And later in the fall, the second office was opened in Louisville, Kentucky. Of the origins of the recruits, the majority came from two states where veterans of the Civil War. And the enlistment at that time was for 5 years. And the recruits only received about $13 a month plus room, board, and clothing. And we're not going to say that some of that clothing wasn't substandard, but it was better than what they had back in that time frame. The 9th Cavalry was then ordered to Texas in 1867, where they were charged with protecting stagecoaches, mail routes, buildings, and maintaining the forts. And they established the law and order in the vast area of the full outlaws, and they dealt with the Mexican revolutionaries and the raiding Comanches, Cherokees, Kiowans, Apaches, and so forth. So the Buffalo Soldiers, again, played a key part in history, and up until recently, it was a very ignored part of history, but, again, very powerful altogether. And their history is fraught with some challenges, but, again, the Buffalo Soldiers were a tremendous force of readiness. Another group that also attended this event was the Henry O. Flipper. Henry O. Flipper was actually the first actual African-American officer to be commissioned into the military and later went to the Buffalo Soldiers. Lieutenant Flipper was also a great man in the sense that he was a very educated person, and he was born a slave back in February 21st, 1856 in Thomasville, Georgia. But this man was definitely a talented man, and in 1873 he was appointed to the U.S. Military Academy in West Point after, you know, petitioning his congressman and basically being able to go. Many other African Americans also were allowed to go. However, Henry O. Flipper was the first to graduate. And a division or a group that honors Henry O. Flipper, the Henry O. Flipper Motorcycle Club, was also in attendance out of New York for this great event, which again is Buffalo Thunder. And they showed up in force. Just to name a few, you know, Gatto, these are riding names, Eagle, Butterfly, Bear, several members were there, Teddy Bear, C-Note, all of these people came and represented all the way from New York. Again, we had people from Wisconsin, people from Hawaii, people from Alabama, people from Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, again, of course, Virginia, Maryland, D.C., New Jersey, Connecticut. Again, the list of different chapters that were there were endless. Alabama, I think I said Hawaii. All of these groups came to represent and honor the military. And again, it was an impressive gathering of individuals. Anyway, with that said, we're coming closer to the end of our show. Again, I'm really sorry that I was not able to that Mr. T.C. Cosley was not able to attend with us today. Maybe at the next show we can get him to talk with us, and we can not only talk about the Buffalo Soldiers, but we can also talk about the new organization, which he's also started with the same spirit to give charity and all of the above. And maybe we can also get Jan Cosley to also talk about, you know, her other organization, which is Divas for Cure, and again, educate the public and educate ourselves on a little bit more of the history that makes this United States the great place that it is. With that said, and no further ado, I want to thank you all for your time and your patience, and I look forward to doing more shows on a variety of different subjects to not only inform but to entertain all. And please remember, today is now, so we need to act. We all need to act, and we need to do positive things not only for ourselves and our community but for those that don't have. But remember, you can't take care of anybody else till you can take care of yourself. So with that said, thank you very much for your time and your patience, and I'm going to sign off. Again, this is Zurian Bennett, and again, I look forward to talking to you people and working with you all again as we move forward into 2011, 2012, so forth and so on. Thank you again, and have a great day. Take care.